Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 23. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The appointed times of Yahuwah, which you are to proclaim as Kodesh gatherings, my appointed times are these. 6 days' work is done, but the seventh day is a Shabbat of rest, a Kodesh gathering. You do no work. It is a Shabbat to Yahuwah in all your dwellings. These are the appointed times of Yahuwah, Kodesh gatherings which you are to proclaim at their appointed times. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, between the evenings, is the Pesach to Yahuwah. And on the 15th day of this month is the festival of Matzoth to Yahuwah. 7 days you eat unleavened bread. On the first day you have a Kodesh gathering. You do no servile work. And you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah for 7 days. On the seventh day is a Kodesh gathering. You do no servile work.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, and you shall say to them, When you come into the land which I give you, and shall reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the Kohen, and he shall wave the sheaf before Yahuwah for your acceptance. On the morrow after the Shabbat, the Kohen waves it, and on that day when you wave the sheaf, you shall prepare a male lamb a year old, a perfect one, as a burnt offering to Yahuwah, and its grain offering, 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, a sweet fragrance, and its drink offering, 1/4 of a hin of wine. And you do not eat bread or roasted grain or fresh grain until the same day that you have brought an offering to your Elohim. A law forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, you shall count for yourselves 7 completed Shabbatoth. Until the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, you count 50 days. Then you shall bring a new grain offering to Yahuwah. Bring from your dwellings for a wave offering 2 of bread, of 2/10 parts of fine flour they are, baked with leaven, first fruits to Yahuwah. And besides the bread, you shall bring 7 lambs a year old, perfect ones, and 1 young bull and 2 rams. They are a burnt offering to Yahuwah, with their grain offering and their drink offerings, an offering made by fire for a sweet fragrance to Yahuwah. And you shall offer 1 male goat as a sin offering, and 2 male lambs a year old as a peace offering. And the Kohen shall wave them, besides the bread of the first fruits, as a wave offering before Yahuwah, besides the 2 lambs. They are Kodesh to Yahuwah for the Kohen. And on this same day you shall proclaim a Kodesh gathering for yourselves. You do no servile work on it. A law forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when you reap the harvest of your land, do not completely reap the corners of your field when you reap, and do not gather any gleaning from your harvest. Leave them for the poor and for the stranger. I am Yahuwah your Elohim.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you have a rest, a remembrance of blowing of trumpets, a Kodesh gathering. You do no servile work, and you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
On the 10th day of this seventh month is Yom HaKippurim. It shall be a Kodesh gathering for you. And you shall afflict your beings, and shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. And you do no work on that same day, for it is a Yom Kippurim, to make atonement for you before Yahuwah, your Elohim. For any being who is not afflicted on that same day, he shall be cut off from his people. And any being who does any work on that same day, that being I shall destroy from the midst of his people. You do no work. A law forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It is a Shabbat of rest to you, and you shall afflict your beings. On the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to evening, you observe your Shabbat.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, saying, On the 15th day of this seventh month is the festival of Sukkoth for 7 days to Yahuwah. On the first day is a Kodesh gathering. You do no servile work. For 7 days you bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. On the eighth day there shall be a Kodesh gathering for you, and you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. It is a closing festival. You do no servile work. These are the appointed times of Yahuwah, which you proclaim as Kodesh gatherings, to bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, a burnt offering and a grain offering, a slaughtering and drink offerings, as commanded for every day, besides the Shabbatot of Yahuwah, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your voluntary offerings which you give to Yahuwah. On the 15th day of the seventh month, when you gather in the fruit of the land, celebrate the festival of Yahuwah for 7 days. On the first day is a rest, and on the eighth day a rest. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of good trees, branches of palm trees, twigs of leafy trees, and willows of the stream, and shall rejoice before Yahuwah your Elohim for 7 days. And you shall celebrate it as a festival to Yahuwah for 7 days in the year, a law forever in your generations. Celebrate it in the seventh month. Dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites dwell in booths, so that your generations know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim. I am Yahuwah, your Elohim.
Thus did Moshe speak of the appointed times of Yahuwah to the children of Israel.